Well, thank you very much to both of our readers. And we've got two short talks this morning looking at those passages. And it'd be a great help to me if the children and young people would like to come to the front, perhaps take one of these cushions as a little seat. And we've got some competitions in a second and some things you can help me with. So do come forward now. Now, and if the adults could open up again to Nehemiah chapter 3 on page 486, that would be tremendous. And in this passage, which is something of a tongue twister to read with all of the names, I hope we'll see some things to focus us and encourage us on the work of God in the world today. Folks, well done. Let's pray and ask for God's help as we look at this together. Father God, we pray that your gracious hand would be on us as we think together about your word. Amen.
Amen.
Now here's one maybe for some of the youngest ones. Can anyone tell me who this picture is that we're going to have coming up here? Does anyone know who that is? Who is that? It's Bob the Builder, that's right. And I'm going to be wearing this hat today, not because there's anything wrong with the roof, but because we're thinking today about a building job. We're looking at part of the Old Testament in the days of a man called Nehemiah, 450 years before Jesus. And we're looking at God's building job on the walls of Jerusalem, his special city. Now, it all started when the walls of Jerusalem looked like this. Now, have a look at that. What is wrong with those walls? Yes, Tom? They're absolutely wrecked, aren't we? What's wrong? Can you see anything wrong with them? They're not in shapes with them, there's holes in them, that's right. And God's plan was to work with his people to build them back up, to repair them. Now God is still building a city today. It's not a city of stones and bricks, it's a city of people. And the way God built his walls of Jerusalem teaches us about how he builds his city of people today. So how did God and his people build the walls of Jerusalem? Well, we've got three helps for us here. The first thing is, they all had a part to play. Can you see that? So it started back in chapter 2, verse 17, when Nehemiah said to the people, "Can you see the trouble we're in? Jerusalem lies in ruins, and its gates have been burned with fire. Come, let us rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, and we will no longer be in disgrace. I also told them about the gracious hand of God upon me." And they replied, "Let us start rebuilding." So who built the walls of Jerusalem? Not just Nehemiah, not just a few people. They all got involved. In chapter 3, there are 39 names mentioned and hundreds or thousands of people whose names aren't mentioned. They all had a part to play. Now we're going to meet three or four of the builders of the walls of Jerusalem and learn something from each one. The first builder of the walls of Jerusalem, and perhaps we have the next picture on the screen as well, was a man called Shallum. So there he is. Now the original artwork and etchings will be available for purchase in the gift shop after the service. Here's a man called Shallum. Now he's building the wall there, and can anyone guess who is building with him? It's his daughters, yeah. So we saw in verse 12 of chapter 3, Shallum, son of Halohesh, ruler of a half-district of Jerusalem, repaired the next section with the help of his daughters. Now, we're not told how old the daughters were, but it seems very likely that children of all ages were working building the walls of Jerusalem. That means that you lot had a part to play building the walls. Young and old, they all had a part to play. Well, let's meet one of the other builders. And if we have the next picture up on the screen, I've got it here as well. Here is Hananiah. Now, I'm going to read verse 8. And as I read, see if you can listen out for what Hananiah's job was. Verse 8. Uzziel, son of Harkiah, one of the goldsmiths, repaired the next section. And Hananiah, one of the perfume makers, made repairs next to that. They restored Jerusalem as far as the broad wall. Did you hear? What was Hananiah's job? Is anyone here? Yes, what's Hananiah? Yeah, Hananiah was one of the perfume makers. Now, what kind of thing are perfume makers normally good at? They're good at making perfume. Yeah, so they've got very good nose. They're good at telling the difference between a nice smell and a nasty smell. And they're good at mixing different liquids. But perfume makers are not normally good at building and sawing and cutting and nailing, are they? But even though he wasn't an expert builder, Hananiah rolled up his sleeves, he got involved, and he built part of the wall of Jerusalem. It was not just the experts, not just the trained builders. They all had a part to play. That's the first thing about when God is building his city, they all had a part to play. The second thing is, they worked together. They didn't fight, they didn't argue, they worked together. Now here are two more builders for us to meet, and maybe we can have the next picture. So, these men are called Joida and Meshula. Can anyone see what they're doing there? He's hammering a nail in, that's Meshula, and Joida is holding the piece of wood that he's hammering it into. Now we read about this in verse 6. The Jeshana gate was repaired by Joida son of Paseah and Meshulam son of Besoida. They laid its beams and put its doors and bolts and bars in place. Now it's not always easy to work together, is it? Maybe you find even tidying your house, it's not that easy to work together, and there can be arguments and fights. But Joida and Meshula managed it. They worked together. Perhaps Jehoiada marked out the wood and Meshula sawed it. Perhaps Meshula held the nails and Jehoiada knocked them in. But they worked together. So when God is building his city, they all had a part to play and they worked together. Now we're going to have a little competition now and see how we can get on building the walls of Jerusalem. So let me show you how it's going to work. I'll move these out of the way. We have got two sections of the wall. The first one is here, and it's from the sheep gate to the fish gate, so it's along here. And then the second section of the wall is here, and it's from the fish gate to the Jeshana gate. I can't quite see that, I think that's what it says, to that gate over there. Now I'm going to divide us into two groups. So there's the residents of the north district of Jerusalem and the residents of the south district of Jerusalem. Heidi, I wonder if you could actually join the residents of the north district of Jerusalem, which will be you, and you lot over here. And you'll be building this section of the wall using those bricks over there, okay? And then the residents of the south section of Jerusalem will be you lot over here, building with these bricks, all of the bricks we've been using, and building them on here. But here's the difference with this competition. It's not about how fast you can build. It's about, can you build in a way where everybody has a part to play and where they're all working together? Okay, so Heidi, you're the chief builder on this side to help people all have a part to play and work together. Tom, you're the chief builder on this side to help people all have a part to play and build together. When I say go, see if you can build up the wall 5 bricks high. Ready, steady, go. So we've all got a part to play. Try popping a few bricks on there. Even the very little ones, maybe. So this is what they were doing, building up round the different walls of Jerusalem. And see how high you can get it. Well done, that side, the north residents. That's it, keep building. You may get stuck on that side, but we'll find a way to get you over. Well done, little Arthur's put one on. They all had a part to play, very good working together. Just a few more to go on. Did you put that one on, young man? One for you. One for you. And one for you. Brilliant. They're done. Super. Thank you very much, folks. Come back round if you can. Jump over and take a seat. So, when God was building his city, they all had a part to play. They worked together. But most importantly, God helped them. Remember, Nehemiah said back in chapter 2, verse 18, I told them about the gracious hand of God upon me. And in verse 20, he said, the God of heaven will give me success. So how did they manage it? They managed to build the walls all the way around Jerusalem in just 52 days. How did they manage it? Well, God helped them. As they were cutting, as they were sawing, as they were nailing, as they were gluing, as they were cementing, as they were mixing, the God of heaven helped them. Well, what an exciting project. They built up the city of God. They all had a part to play. They worked together, and God helped them. Now, we're going to sing. We're going to go back to our mums and dads in a second. We're going to sing a song, and then we're going to come back together, and we're going to hear about God's building project today, which we're all involved in. So let's sing our next song, whatever that is. I think it's Great is the Lord. Brilliant. Now, sorry to ask you to move around so much, children, but if you could come back out, there's something else for you to help with in a second. Thank you very much. So we looked at how God and his people built up the walls of Jerusalem. And here is a picture of what the finished article may have looked a little bit like. God is building a city today, but it's not a city of bricks and stones, it's a city of people. God is building a city of people, a city of men and women, boys and girls, who know Jesus as their Saviour, their Lord, and their friends. And God is building us into a family who know how much God loves us. That's a bit like our walls. And God is building us into a family who love God. That's a little bit like our towers. And God is building us into a family who love each other and who love the world around us. That's a little bit like our gates. And God builds his family today in the same way that he built his city back then. So the first thing is that we all have a part to play. It's not just John and me, you'll be relieved to hear, who are building God's family. Here in Wargrave, we all have a part to play. So just like Shalom works with his daughters, all of us, young and old, have a part to play in building God's family. Maybe sometimes we think, I just can't do it. I'm not strong enough to build God's family. It's not the kind of thing I'm good at. Well, when we think that, remember Hananiah, the perfume maker. He was no expert builder. He wasn't good at sawing and nailing and hammering. But he rolled up his sleeves and God used him. And we may feel weak, but God can use us to build his family, just as he used Hananiah, the perfume maker, to build his walls. We all have a part to play. We saw in our reading from Mark's Gospel that when Jesus chose his first disciples to build his family, he chose fishermen. So not experts in the Bible, not specially trained. And actually, one thing about Jesus is he invited all kinds of people to follow him, young and old, men and women. He invited people whose lives seemed good on the outside. He invited people whose lives seemed bad on the outside. That means that whoever we are, whatever's happened to us, whatever we've done, Jesus invites us to come to him and to come into his family, to know his forgiveness, the safety of his love. And first we come into his family by faith, and then he gives us the privilege of building his family, a family that will last. Now God has given us three tools for building his family. And I'm just going to give these and then ask if you could stick them onto the piece of card we have there. The first tool that God has given us for building his family is that we can pray. So Anya, would you stick that somewhere on there? Another tool that God has given us so that we can build his family is that we can love. It's a bit like a hammer, but it's got love written in it. Could you stick that anywhere up on there? That's super. And then very simply, a third tool that God has given us so that we can build his family is that we can share. We can share what Jesus has done for us. Could you stick that saw somewhere on there? That'd be super, thank you. So each of us can ask, young and old, who can I pray for? Who can I love? With who can I share what Jesus has done for me? You see, we all have a part to play. And that means that it's not right that I'm the only one wearing a builder's hat. So who would like to wear my hat for the rest of the service? Young man. But actually, if only we had enough hats for us to all wear one. Do you see what I mean? We all have a part to play. We're all builders. So imagine, everybody, that you're wearing a builder's hat. So we all have a part to play. Also, we must work together. Remember Jehoiada and Meshulam and how well they did working together in the building. No fighting or arguing. We must work together. So God didn't make us to pray and to love and to share on our own. He made us to work together. Many of us have families with whom we can work together to build the people of God. It's also why small groups are important to us here at church. Our Sunday club and our Pathfinders are like teams of builders working together to build up God's family. It's the same with the adult small groups on Tuesday and Wednesday evenings, Tuesday mornings, Saturday mornings. They're teams of builders. A good place to start for each of us would be to think, who could I pray with about building God's family? We must work together. Now, sometimes the building job feels like a big and difficult task of building God's family. And that's where the third thing comes in. Remember that God helps us. The gracious hand of God is on us. Now, we should have a picture. Here we go. Now, I've seen a little bit of this going on even this morning. Sometimes when a toddler is starting to walk, their mum or dad puts their hand on them to help them. And it's just like that with God and with his people. He puts his strong hand on us to help us as we build his people. As we pray, as we love and we share, God's hand is on us to help us. Not actually because of anything special about us, but because he's gracious, because he's good. And you know, God notices what we do. It must be amazing to the people who are building the walls of Jerusalem to see that their names are entered in the Bible for putting the bars and bolts and blocks in place. But actually, God knows exactly what we do for him. The follower of Jesus looks forward to that day when we meet Jesus and he says to us, well done. You see, God knows every prayer, every kind thing we've done for brothers and sisters, every time we've obeyed our parents. God knows about every meal made, every nappy changed, every cup of coffee served. He knows about every Bible study prepared, every day worked, every long commute into London, every act of love. Maybe nobody else knows, but God sees, he remembers. God doesn't forget what we do when we're building his people. And God will build his family, just as he finished the walls of Jerusalem. It's often quite hard going building the family of God, especially here in England. So we need to look at the global picture and see that all over the world, God truly is building his family. It's millions of people in countries like China, countries in Africa, in Indonesia, are coming to know Jesus as their saviour and their friend. Well, God is building his family all over the world, even here in Wargrave. What have we seen today? He invites each one of us to come into his family as we come to Jesus in faith. But not only that, he invites us to join him in building his family. Not because he needs us, but because he wants to give us the privilege of working with him. And we all have a part to play. We need to work together. And God will help us. Well, we're going to sing again. It's a song that reminds us that God helps us in all that we do for him. Be bold, be strong. If we forget that